For this year, 2019, Father God has protected us with His grace and His power. With His power, there have been so many things happened in 2019. While I was praying, I remember that I was reminded of a big sheep, which doesn't seem to move at all. Just like, you know, but you know that, you know, the ship, you know, the Titanic sank, right? It sank. You know, when it, you know, collided into a big, you know, rock or in a big, you know, sea waves, and, you know, those even big ships, you know, were sink. But in that kind of difficulties, you know, we sailed successfully. We didn't sink because Father God is holding us so powerfully. So let's give all thanks and glory to our Father God. And in 2019, we have managed so many, you know, difficulties. But in 2020, you know, you don't need to worry about them again. The 10 years of senior pastor's feeling of justice and your growing of faith, the refinements, well, the refinements will turn into blessing as we show proper fruits before Father God. And I believe it's almost done. So, just like in Mrs. Bong Lee prayed, our evil was revealed. And when we, you know, do evil, and when we reveal evil, the refinement is not over. And we gotta humble ourselves, and we gotta say, Father, I will change. And Mrs. Bonlinne said, it's only an hour left for year 2019. But when the light of Father God comes down, we can change instantly. So, such 2020, well, December 25th, 2019, I was inspired that we will sail on a very calm and beautiful ocean. That's what I felt. And tonight, through this service, we're going to welcome year 2020. At this beautiful hour, you come to Father God's sanctuary and pray and sing praises to Father God by faith. So you are so blessed. In 2020, the even greater power of God and a blessing may come upon you. I would like to give thanks and glory to our Father God who saved us and who still prays for intercession. Thank you. All glory and thanks to the Lord. And we, you know, give confession of thanks to Father God and the Lord, right? We didn't skip them, okay? When we, you know, give, you know, glory and thanks to Father God, you know, triune God are all at the same time, you know, glorified. I was presiding this anniversary service, right? And some senior pastor used to, you know, visit and then, you know, watched the anniversary. And then he mentioned that not only Father God, but give glory and thanks to our Lord as well. That's what he mentioned. And I was reminded of that. But we forgot. So we were, you know, misunderstood. But now we gave glory and thanks to Father God and the Lord again, right? So I'm so glad. I'm so glad. But in our heart, even though we skipped our Lord, that does not mean we didn't give glory and Father God. We gave glory and thanks to our, you know, triune God. However, this is the year end and the new year welcoming service. We just, you know, gave glory and thanks to Father God and the Lord. Well, what about senior pastor? His heart is with us. You believe that, right? So, during this moment of blessing and trials, well, not only just the thrilling heart for 2020, but, you know, the hope that Father God gives, you know, already filled our heart. Well, I myself feel like that. In my car, on my way here, I told Mrs. Bong Lin Lee, you know my character. You know, I am very realistic and I don't exaggerate. I look at only the facts. And when there are something good, then I usually, you know, don't accept it as it is. I just look at the facts. So I didn't have any like some exaggerated dreams. Yesterday and today, but just the year was turned from 2019 to 2020. My habit should be changed. My character should be changed to have greater hope for 2020. So when worldly people say, you know, I'm so thrilled about the year 2020, you know, I couldn't agree, but I was concentrating on what Father God gives us. However, at the same time this time, I feel like, you know, I already received answers and blessings, Father God, from already. So that's what I feel in this service. So what about you? The answers, the signs of answers that Father God will give to you, hope and visions and dreams. I hope your heart will be filled like that on in this service. So I'd like to give thanks to Senior Pastor who prays for us, who loves us, who lives to Senior New Jerusalem. Now let's greet to him. Let's say, Senior Pastor, thank you. We love you. We miss you. And Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, she prays for you every night. And she has even greater dream. And I will visit every place and I will give the congregation, you know, the chance to recover first love and receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And Mrs. Bong Lim Lee looks younger, right? Regardless of her age. Every night, you know, for church and for souls, she prays for us, right? She works so hard. Let's give thanks to her as well. Thank you. When the senior pastor is not around, you know, Mrs. Bong Lim Lee and received. But then all pastors, thank you, especially pastors from Brain Churches and members, welcome. May God bless you and Happy New Year. Elders, put on in a white suit, so you look wonderful. You did a great job for year 2019, so thank you. And all the workers of church, you treasured your given duties, you kept your position. You protected the church. You protected the gospel, souls, and senior pastor. So you did a great job. Thank you. Let's greet to each other and cheer each other. Thank you. May God bless you, both in spirit and body. Luke 22, verses 28 to 30. Our Lord said, "You are those who have stood by me in my trials. And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." This word was given to his disciples by Jesus, because Jesus knew that afflictions may come upon all those, you know, his disciples, but they will overcome. They would overcome them. And then to give them hope for heaven, he gave this message. We can, you know, share blessing together once we overcome all those trials together. So pastors, workers, and congregation, missionaries, you believed Father God and has overcome in all those trials by faith. Luke 22, verses 28 to 30 may come upon every one of you. So in 2020, may your spirit and soul prosper and be healthy both in spirit and body. I hope that all the Central Church and Brain Churches around the world will be filled with love and service and recover those lost souls and find those who are worthy to receive salvation and harvest the fruits of revival. So let's look into the signs of the end time, which were shown in 2019. And I will tell you about the second prayer title. At the end of every year, Senior Pastor explained what happened in 2019. So I'd like to tell you what happened in year 29 as signs of end time that the Bible has told us. We gotta be aware of them. We gotta open our eyes. This is what's happening in the world, just like our Lord said. So we are so close to see our Lord back. We gotta realize it, and we gotta be awakened all the more. Matthew 24, there are words about the signs of the end time, as Jesus said. So let's take a look at the natural disasters. Luke 21 verses 10 and 11 says, "Then he continued by saying to them, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes and in various places plagues and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven." All around the world, there were many you know, natural disasters, and its frequency is increasing. The natural disasters and catastrophe brings us, you know, human casualty and, you know, some loss of money. And it also brings us all kinds of, you know, air pollution as well as waterborne diseases. So natural disasters, you know, bring us all kinds of this, you know, loss and great, you know, loss. So let's take a look at the actual loss. Just like our Lord said, there will be earthquakes and plagues. I want to tell you about the seriousness of the natural disaster. As I tell you about what happened in 2019, then you will realize how close it is to see our Lord back. Just as our Lord said, when it is time, there will be more, you know, natural disasters. So let me tell you about them, okay? In Korea alone, the loss was increased from 1960 to 1990. As you can see on screen, like 1,249,000,000 to 2,000,000,000, and in 1980s it became 5,000,000,000, and 1990 it became 8,000,000,000, and then from 2000 it became 20,000,000,000. In 2018 alone, in the world, because of the world in the climate change, 1,000 people died. And there has been 95 billion dollar in a loss. In 2019, from the beginning of 2019, so many people suffer from earthquakes and snowfall. Due to tsunami in Indonesia, 400 people died. And there was an earthquake, the rate of 6.6. In Iran, in the Philippines, there were earthquakes at 5.5 and 5.4. So people had to evacuate. In the United States of America, in Europe, in Japan, there were heavy snowfall and heavy storm, and some airplanes, you know, stopped. In 2019 alone, there were 7 typhoons in Korea. Since 1959, it was the most number of in the typhoons, and there were a very great fire. In April 4, 2019, there were fires that spread for 5 cities: Inje, Gosung, Sokcho, Gangneung, Donghae. And 566 households, a total number of 1,289 had to evacuate. And if you go to Gangwon province, you can find what happened in fire, what happened in mountains. There were many, you know, burnt houses left, and the burnt, you know, pine trees. You can still find them. And what about in the Great Fire? It happened everywhere in the world. United States, Canada, Portugal, Greece, Russia, Indonesia, Chile, Brazil, and Australia, there have been many great signs of fire. In Amazon area, the fire continued for 4 weeks. And the area of, you know, 15 times bigger area of city of Seoul were burned down. You know, we know that the Amazon forest is like a lung of, you know, earth, and it provides a great majority of oxygen to people of the earth. But that, you know, that was burned. In California, in the United States of America, 85 people died in the 18-day continued fire. Due to climate change, you know, hot and dry weather continued. And the people said there will be even greater size of fire more often. So because of these natural disasters, bigger and bigger, the market for disaster kit is actually growing. You know, there are markets for selling, you know, disaster kit. And then equation, not only equation, but the volcano eruption, earthquakes, climate change, and polluted air, and contagious diseases. You can feel that, you know, bad air, right? I went out to downtown, and I felt like it's like I remember a scene of movie that was talking about the end time. But I can feel the city of Seoul was covering with that kind of bad air. And I was told that many cities of the world are experiencing the same bad air due to, you know, advanced, you know, industry. The air was polluted and the people are suffering from that. Now, what about contagious diseases? And people are worrying about what to eat. And the number of waterborne diseases are frequent nowadays. Moreover, in this year alone, there has been many disputes between countries and important export disputes, not to mention terrors and others. There have been many other crimes like violence, drug abuse, and sexual assault. And due to cyber attacks, and not only businesses, but even normal people are suffering from cyber attack. Like, what about, you know, voice phishing? Some elderly people, you know, experience some loss. Some district leaders, you know, always warn, you know, the elderly people so that, you know, they would not suffer from that kind of voice phishing. I heard that some people, you know, suffer from the voice phishing, that they lost some money. Please pray for me so that I can recover it. And these kind of, you know, natural disasters and man-made disasters are so close to us. So please warn each other and then manage it wisely. So we are exposed to many lawlessness and all kinds of dangers. And especially the people who commit crime become younger and younger. And we can, you know, hear it on news, on TV very often. And love has cooled down, just as the Lord said, we cannot find true love in this world. Before, we could find some warmth in a family thanks to our parents and family members. But now the love cools down even in the family, and people cannot trust each other. You know, if, you know, family have some, you know, great wealth, you know, they have arguments all the time and they dispute with each other and they fight over inheritance. So as it is close to the end time, you know, the more they got, you know, the more chance, you know, they are in, you know, disputes. The world is become, you know, more and more. I mean, this world is full of more, you know, lawlessness. Because of selfishness, people look for their own benefit, and they indulge themselves into the pleasure of the world. So people love the world all the more. So the signs of the end time is getting clearer and clearer, but people become dumb to those in the signs. It is the same with the Christians. Some Christians in 1990 were so fervent. thinking of the Lord's return. However, their fervor in the cooled down. It's just like the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. 10 virgins awakened and prepared oil to welcome the bride, the bridegroom, the groom. However, the groom was slow to come. So 5 virgins, you know, wasted all oil in the lamp, but they didn't realize it because, you know, the groom was slow to come. And then when once in the groom comes, in the groom came, that they couldn't enter the wedding feast. That's why the Bible tells us to be awakened in our lives. Just as I told you, in 1990s, and the people were saying that, you know, the Lord is coming back. So some people left the home and stayed inside the sanctuary, and they were waiting for the coming back of the Lord, and it was broadcast on news, you know. But, you know, when the day came, you know, the Lord didn't come back, and they lost, you know, the strength, and they said, you know, the Lord will come back the next time. But the Lord didn't come. And then the Bible doesn't say that the Lord will come back like that. The Lord prophesied what will happen in this end time, but he clearly said that the time and the year is unknown. But because of that happening, you know, their fervor, you know, got cooled down. They lost their mind and they got disappointed. And many other Christians and Christian community, you know, stopped from mentioning about the Lord's return. So even if I say that, you know, the Lord will return, we got to be awakened, then those churches are criticized. And the number of those churches are reduced. This thing would happen, the Bible said so, in Matthew 25. So you got to discern it well. And we, as Mom Min, have to realize what is the true Christian life. Senior Pastor always said even in 1990s, even the Lord comes back tomorrow, we got to do what we got to do. We got to be faithful in all God's house. We got to be faithful in all God's house. We got to circumcise our heart. We got to pray. We got to live for the Lord. And when the Lord comes back and we can feel it, then we can be more faithful. And we got to circumcise our heart all the more. That's what the senior pastor said. So in 1990s, we were not in a chaotic situation. But many Christians in the Korean Christian community, you know, they were in chaotic situation. So nowadays, Christians, you know, don't like to mention about the Lord's return. So this is just like Matthew 25. You know, as time went by, especially young people, some members, you got to think about this. You are so fervent and you are so faithful. As time went by, then your fervor and your prayer, if you have done it with, you know, volunteering mind and with joy, then you can continue to do it. Then were you fervent just because the Lord will come back in 3 hours, 3 years, and 4 years? Once that 4 year and 3 year is gone, then you cannot find the fervor again. You would rather, you know, give up what you have done. So you shouldn't live such a Christian life. Or, you know, some of you faced some difficulties. You change your mind and your heart goes down. And that's the time the Lord will come back. So you got to be awakened all the time. Most important thing is to change your heart. Even time passes by, even when you face some difficulties, your faith should not change. This is the faith that Father God is pleased. That's true faith. That's how we have managed our Christian life. In 2018 and 2019, if your fervor has cooled down, you know, the Lord will come back soon, then we gotta be awake all the more, and then I gotta live for the Lord, and young people should not fall into the world, you know. And then all the young people wanted to become the Levi workers, and they would pray. You know, they, you know, cut off in the worldly things, you know, they cut off from the, some, you know, some boyfriends or girlfriends. You know, they did it with joy, but as it continued for years, you know, it was difficult for them. So they were asking themselves, until when should I do this? Well, then, if you think like that, then you can lose your faith. Inside the space of the shepherd, with the teaching of the shepherd, you are careful. But after some time, you got tired. That's why you got to have a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. You got to have volunteering faith. You should not be forced. Of course, you got to obey. But you got to know why you have to obey and how happy it is to do so. You got to understand it and you got to do it. Then your life will be full of blessing. In any situation, your heart will not change. So you've done quite job well. Then please go on like that. How was your heart and your Christian life in 2019 and 2018 when senior pastor was not around? Some people go on even greater trust and love. But some people lost trust and love and they wander in the world. Some people didn't lose their trust, but they lost their fervor in their Christian life. Some people heard some evil words and they got angry when senior pastor is not around. And the evil inside their hearts was revealed. They forgot the gospel of holiness they learned. Their heart filled was devastated with hatred, disputes, gossip, judgment, and condemnation. They wanted to take rest, let go of their duty. So their Christian life was not full of fun. In the dreams of the days of refinement, if that happens, then you got to realize that, you know, you lost your faith and you got to recover it quickly. But so many people looked for the will of God during the days of blessing. They remembered the fruits of senior pastor's ministry and what we experienced so far and won victory. When we heard and experienced something that we couldn't understand, we prayed out of goodness and love, and we tried hard to change our heart. We gave thanks during difficulties, and we felt the love of Father God and of the Lord. So those who overcame well, those who were a little short, those who were short many things, this moment was surely a trials but blessing. It was blessing. Wrongdoings, shortages, faith, lost faith. Then we got to repent and turn back. That's it. Discovery is so good. I thought I got good faith. But when the refinement came, I lost my fullness. My fervor was gone. I feel difficult. You know? When people looked so lovely, I thought I loved them all. And when people wrongfully accused me, I couldn't understand those people. That's the moment of trials. When that happened, I started to hate them. I don't want it to be with them. You know, that kind of evil comes out. Without trial, it cannot be found. But through trial, you found it. Then you got to know that it's a blessing. During the days of trial, not everybody can find it. Some people overlook it. They reveal evil. They don't even realize it is evil. They don't even admit it. Then they're going to go through the same trial again. However, once you discover there was evil, and because of that you felt difficulty, then I gotta change for sure. Then if you change yourself like that, when the one trial is over, to the extent you change, overcoming the trials, then Father God will give you blessing and Father God will be glorified. And the trial is not trial anymore. So to make you grow up through the days of trial, Father God, you know, allows you to go through this refinement. In 2018, 2019, you passed those 2 years to discover those evil. Some people, some of you, you know, put blame on others. As time went by, you discover yourself. I had this kind of evil. I complained. I felt difficulty. I lost my fullness. Now, I wanted to recover, right, quickly. So I don't want to be embarrassed when senior pastor comes back. Well, all the congregation became like that. No, you are undergoing trials that God gave you. That's what you got to do. So this is the process of human cultivation. This is not over yet. We are not at the judgment table. So you got to step back and bring good fruit. Thessalonians 5:23 and 24 says, Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. In the strength of Father God, we can make it happen. And the goal, our goal, sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Don't say that, you know, I would like to make it the day that the Lord comes back. You know, it's too late, okay? That's why the Bible says, may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, we still got time. We still got time. That's what I'm saying. So, we got time to have sincere heart and full assurance of faith. You know, so I will take even a little more rest, and then when it is so close to the return of Senior Pastor, or when it is so close to Senior Pastor's coming back, or our Lord back, and I will work. Well, then it's not easy to change. Especially change to come into spirit and the Holy Spirit cannot be done overnight. You gotta, you know, shed tears, sweat, many toils and effort. If you don't do it today, tomorrow, you may find it more difficult. So today, the first day of year 2020, you gotta make a resolution for sanctification and Holy Spirit and circumcise your heart. Let me ask you something. Because of some given situation, I love Senior Pastor, I trust him, but because of some situations, you know, there are people who left this church. And those, you know, who are attending the service through GCN, please come back quickly and find your position before Senior Pastor comes back and be faithful and do your duty. Then don't fall behind when everybody, you know, say then I did my job well. In the prayer house, I realized that even though I was watching in the service through GCN, you know, I realized that it was not reward. I envied you. I was jealous of you because, you know, you were in the sanctuary and giving service. Whole world is watching you. Well, of course, there were people in the second and the third sanctuary. But to attend the services, you know, you put a makeup and you put a good dress and you gave worship service to Father God. And for that, you were faithful. You gathered together all those works for the Lord to keep the Lord's Day holy. You came to the sanctuary. You did all the job and all those will turn into rewards. That's what I felt when I was in prayer house. So those who are attending this service through GCN, those who love Senior Pastor and trust Senior Pastor, please come back and give beautiful service to our Father God all the more. As I told you earlier, the signs of the end time, I told you. It is so close to see our Lord back. I can feel it. We are living at the very end of the human cultivation. Think about this. The world is full of evil. Now, how long will human cultivation continue? Now, there are so many people who cannot even be saved, even in human cultivation continues. Now, it's time to put an end to the human cultivation, and that was prophesied in the Bible. Now, look at the world. The world is so full of evil and sin. Day by day, the world is becoming more and more evil. So we can see the day the Lord will come back, the Lord comes back is so close. Then you can see the Lord should come back. The earth is aching. The natural resource is almost gone. The world is waiting for the Lord now. The Lord is coming back. Will surely happen. So do not put aside. But you got to work and more effort for sanctification and Holy Spirit. The world is... Imagine, the heaven is reality. Realize it once again, and may you live a life valuably in 2020. The life of fulfilling purer heart and growing in faith is the truly value of life. So let's look into our goal. a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. A sincere heart is a clean and truthful heart without any lies or changing. That is, the heart of the Holy Spirit. No lies, no changing, only clean and truthful. Once the heart is free from sin and evil, that is a sincere heart. That is the heart of the Holy Spirit. Father God wants to make the best fruit. He doesn't want you to merely receive salvation. Father God gave you the Bible to become, to make you become, you know, Holy Spirit. Father God tells you to be holy because He is holy. Father God tells you to be perfect because He is perfect. When people wrongfully accuse you, when people bother you, when people do evil to you, you don't hate them. You don't feel troubled. And you don't have any ill feelings against them. Even if they do evil to you, you are not bothered. You don't have any ill feelings. You don't want to make peace with him. And you think about goodness and love. You don't change your heart looking after your benefit. Your heart is full of faith for Father God. Your heart is unchanging, such a holy and noble heart. That heart is like a very precious treasure. True value and dignity of man is not from wealth, honor, and fame. No matter how much people have, if the heart is full of craftiness, selfish mind, and greed, then that heart is so embarrassed before Father God. People may look, men of in high position. They may speak plausible words. But if the heart is full of untruth and selfish mind and lies and deceit and greed and arrogance, then that kind of heart has no value at all before Father God. For example, you are faithful for the Lord, but in a court of your heart, you want to be acknowledged for that. But you hide it and you are faithful. Then Father God will say, I mean, if you are just a novice Christian, then Father God will be pleased. However, you heard the word and you got to change your mind, you got to change your heart, and you must become the worker of the church, but you didn't circumcise your heart. You've been a Christian for long years. And in a fleshly sense, the church gave you, you were given duties, but your heart is so full of a selfish mind and you want to pursue your honor. Then Father God cannot be pleased with you. Father God can be pleased with your heart alone, which is full of goodness and love, with full of, beautiful arrogance. Father God can take it. The most important thing is that your heart should be a truthful heart with no lies, no deceit. If you're faithful with that kind of heart, then Father God is pleased with you. Such people with such a heart may look poor, may look uneducated, may not be acknowledged by others, but when they are faithful with such a pure heart, then Father God is pleased with them. And the Father God takes their arrogance of heart. We got to remember this. So, check your heart. Whenever you speak a word, whenever you do something, whenever you do for Father God's kingdom, what kind of heart did I have? You got to check your heart. You got to revere Father God with fear for Father God. You got to check your heart. Heart is invisible. You cannot even pull it out from your pocket. But it is invisible. That's why Father God gives you chance by giving you trial so that you can, reveal all those evil from your heart. When you face some hardships, your heart is, burning, right? Ill feelings that you used to have. And then even the faults of those people can come out. When you have some ill feelings. That's what trials do for you. Now, when it happens, you just act by the ill feelings? Well, no. But there are people who suppress those feelings. And even if, you know, they spoke the words of, you know, illness or ill feelings, they got to look back and repent. Aha, I found evil. You know, he bothered me. I still remember it. She bothered me a couple of years ago. But when she did it again, then I remember what she did to me. But it happens because you got good memory? No. It's good to forget. If you have love and goodness, you can forget it. But since you have ill feelings, even the old habit, old botherings, you can remember. Then you got to realize, I still have evil in my heart, deep hidden in my heart, the heart of unforgetfulness. Then you got to change. Then you can receive blessing. Then what senior pastor said? Buy a gift for him who bothered you, because he helped you to recover, to discover your evil in you. He gave you, or she gave you, a chance to, find ill feelings and to change, right? Then, but if you just come to church, you can accomplish this in your heart. After you accept the Lord, even though you are forgiven of your sin, you have to cast off sinful nature in your heart and untruth and evil deep hidden inside your heart. You got to change them and find them and get rid of them. In the work of the Holy Spirit, you got to find the evil deep inside your conscience. Those who were proud of being good, when they compare their heart with the word of Father God, which is truth itself, then they can realize how evil they were. Then they got to sprinkle clean their heart with the word of God. That's right Christian life. That's way to have a sincere heart. Now, this kind of effort should not cease. You should not stop in the middle. Please remember, if you stop in the middle, then you may go back. You may backslide. So without ceasing, you got to do it until you finally got the sincere heart. Once you got it, even if you face some trials or botherings, you may not reveal, you, because there is no evil, the evil will not come out. Then your heart will be at peace. Then the trial will become a moment of blessing. The enemy, devil, and Satan works so that you can stop your change. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 says, "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world." In this end time, we're living in the world when it is difficult to find faith and keep faith because of some pleasures of the world. However, in this end time, Mammin so far has witnessed the power of God and an amazing spiritual realm through senior pastor. So we could vigorously run our life of faith with fullness. Even though enemy devil and Satan tries to stop us, senior pastor protected you. It was his role. His job was in the protecting. Shepherd role is protecting his sheep from the lions or bears. That's what our senior pastor did for you. Not only with words, to help you manage your Christian life well with pleasure, all kinds of the power of God and amazing spiritual things, all the spiritual, Christian culture in this church, and the justice that our senior pastor filled up. When you do something even a little, then you can experience change. We got so many benefits thanks to our senior pastor. However, we got to surely check our faith if we want to have sincere heart and full assurance of faith. And the enemy, devil, and Satan accuse you. They accuse you. That's what happened to Job when Job was blessed. And Father God called him upright and righteous. He revered God. And he always gave, offerings. He managed a good life. So he was blessed. However, the Satan accused him. Since you give blessing, you know, he can revere you. If he faces disasters and trials, then he will complain against you. That's what, you know, Satan accused him. Now, that's what happened in the church. Senior pastor had to accomplish 100% of power of recreation. Even when senior pastor is not around, Father God give us blessing and protecting us. He can do that. However, he didn't do so in 2018 and 2019. Because we individually have to show how much we have changed, whether we have sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Why? I prayed, Father God, Father, there are people who loved and trusted shepherd and they're protecting this church. Why don't you give peace to our congregation? Let all the disputes over. Let us manage good and peaceful Christian life until we see senior pastor back. So please make this church full of grace, your grace. But, of course, Father God gives us, you know, gives us grace to experience God's power. But we faced some trials that don't seem we can overcome well. Why? Because we experienced so many benefits. So the enemy, devil, and Satan accused us. Satan accused us whether our faith is true. Their shepherd protected them with his power. They filled up justice for them with love and devotion. That's why they were running their, they are keeping their faith well. They received too much benefit thanks to, you know, their shepherd. Now, for them to go to New Jerusalem, they got to show their faith. Satan accused us like that. We were in the protection of our shepherd, in the space of the shepherd. We were inside the strong building being protected. Now, our own faith, our effort should be there to fill up the rest of the justice. We cannot go to New Jerusalem our own might. Without it, we cannot go there. Senior pastor accomplished what he had to accomplish. But voluntarily, we got to fill up our own justice, including and then mixing it up. You know, when people bothered us, you know, we got to understand them with love and forgiveness. And we got to accomplish what senior pastor accomplished. We got to change like that. Right? If you, you know, make a resolution and long for it with a desperate heart, I believe you can do so, right? Right? You hate evil, right? You don't want to criticize people. You don't want to argue. It is, you like to forgive. You like to understand. If your heart becomes like that, you desperately long for it now. When you long for it, from year 2020, Father God will give us blessing to change like that. But in 2018 and 2019, Father God helped us to find our evil in our heart. And enemy, devil, and Satan accused us like that. We met good shepherd, and we were protected by our shepherd. And Father God is, our shepherd is leading us. So all we got to do is just to follow him. That's it. That's what we got to, that's what new. That's it. That's what we thought. But we got to listen to our shepherd and follow him. And that's what we are doing right now. That's what Father God requires us right now. So the trials are given to us and help us realize evil deep hidden in our heart. And it helped us to check how much we changed. But every one of you here have overcome those trials by faith and love. But you got to look back again, whether you are accomplishing a sincere heart and full assurance of faith with the goal to New Jerusalem. And then, or whether you like to, you know, get it back once senior pastor comes back. You got to have the goal all the time in your mind to go to New Jerusalem. You got to overcome all the trials with hope for New Jerusalem. Whether you did it or whether you didn't, you got to ask yourself. So you got to get the goal again and run vigorously with that kind of hope in year 2020. when you face disasters or difficulties or trials, even though the slow answer is slow to come, a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, once you have it, then you can overcome it everything easily. This is the way to New Jerusalem. You are so confident about it. Now, let us have hope again for New Jerusalem and run this race of faith vigorously. Once again, let's look back. When the trial comes back, we were slow on our race to New Jerusalem. Then the fleshly nature can be easily revealed. The hidden evil are revealed and evil nature got revealed. You got to remember this. And you got to apply it to yourself. And you got to apply it to your given situation. Why people change like that? Don't be disappointed at them. I trusted them, but they left the church. Don't be disappointed and don't lose fervor because of them. No matter who did what, before sincere heart and full assurance of faith, people may stop. And fleshly nature can be revealed. Then, the evil nature can come out again. Their self-righteousness and frameworks can be revealed. So they don't even listen to others because of that. When they listen to the truth, they don't obey. They just make excuses and they use fleshly thoughts. Even though they shout out loud, they make noise in the church. They say, I'm telling this for the church. We've never learned that we can accomplish the work of Father God. Making loud voice. We learned that we can accomplish works of Father God in peace. That's how we learned. That's what we learned. But there are people who make complaints. Making excuse that they are working for the church. And we got to discern it well. Some people that, I got my own reason to do so. There were people who justified them like this. They look at the things back that they cast up before. They thought, it's just a trivial sin. And they accepted it. And soon some people fell into the world deeply. That's why, until we completely cast off every form of nature, you gotta have no attention to the world. And then you don't like what you acquired through your effort. You don't even have desire to get the worldly things if you don't have any greed. So if you get rid of, cast off, evil and greed, then you don't be like that, looking for the worldly pleasure. So until the Lord comes back, you gotta be never slow to accomplish a sincere heart. You should never stop. In any kind of attack of the enemy, devil, and Satan, you gotta deal with it only with goodness and love and truth. You gotta have this sincere heart so that in any kind of situation, you shouldn't make any excuse. Once you have this sincere heart, then full assurance of faith will be given to you. Full assurance of faith is a spiritual faith given from above when you achieve a sincere heart. It is the faith that can please Father God by obeying Father God's will and heart. That is the faith, that is true faith that can never doubt about God. You are faithful for the Lord, but you've faced trials, you're wrongfully accused. But your fervor and love and thanks for Father God never cools down. Even though you are completely surrounded by many difficulties, you are in the midst of black darkness, pitch black darkness, then you don't doubt. You just rejoice in the love of Father God. In any given situation, your will came out, you are so angry, but you just make an excuse that you do it for the church. Do not justify yourself, okay? If you have strong faith in God, if you have strong trust in the shepherd, then how much did you rejoice and kept your position? That's how you can test your sincere heart in full assurance of faith. I trust the shepherd. I didn't complain God. I didn't complain why I'm having this kind of trials, why this church faced this kind of disasters. I didn't have that mind. But you were bothered in your heart. When people bothered you, you got tired. You got sorry. You hate them. So you complained. Then that's not perfect faith. perfect faith, perfect trust in God. You can be proud of it only when you can rejoice, just as Father God said, in any given situation, and obey the word of Father God. When you have a perfect faith and perfect trust can be given to you in any given situation when you obey and be pleased and give and rejoice in the will of Father God. Hebrews chapter 11 is talking about this kind of faith, and it also talks about forefathers of faith. Enoch, Abraham, Moses, and the collapse of the city of Jericho. Hebrews 11, verses 33 and 34 says like this: by faith, conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. When people marched by faith, that happened. However, from verses 35 to 38, it says like this: when faced trials, even though they said they got faith, they marched on by faith, they faced trials. And then they were killed and they lost. But Father God said there was also faith. I'm going to read verses 35 to 38. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. So since they believe in the resurrection, even though they died for the reason of believing in the Lord, but they didn't try to evacuate. They just took it by faith. That is faith. And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They said they have faith, but Father God didn't give them chance to, you know, escape from it. But, you know, they believe in Father God, and they faced those in the trials, and they overcame them by faith. So, it is faith to overcome when you face trials. The verse 37, they were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword, they went about in the sheepskins and in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground, the men of whom the world was not worthy. Because they got faith, they overcame them overwhelmingly. This is what Father God talks about people with faith. Now, how did you overcome trials? When we pray, we say, we confess that it is the moment of blessing. But if you truly believe that it is the moment of blessing, why did you lose your joy? When you receive answer, Father God will give me answer. When you are confident about the answer, then you already receive the answer in your hand. That's how the people's mind and Father God's mind is different. This is how the fleshly faith and the spiritual faith is different. You got to believe that you have received it. That's what the Lord said. You already had it in your hand. And that's why you can rejoice and you can pray. That's the faith that Father God can acknowledge. That's spiritual faith. If people with that kind of faith can overcome everything. By this spiritual faith, you know, when they go on like that, with this spiritual faith, then they can surely reach the full assurance of faith. Now, we got to have this kind of goal. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 35 to 40, it talks about like this, you know, it lists all those people who overcame those in the trials. There are people who died during the trials, even though they didn't escape. Even though they said they got faith, you know, they died during the trials. But that was called faith. So you shouldn't be shaken in any trials, if you have faith. Your prayer, sanctification, evangelization, faithfulness, devotion, service is fervor, fervent, then it is the evidence that your faith is true. When you show that kind of evidence, then your faith will grow up even bigger and greater. While overcoming trials, even though your faith is not complete, since you heard the word, you just imitate. I gotta rejoice. That's what I learned. I gotta pray. I gotta keep my position. I gotta put a smile on my face. People say that once you smile, happiness comes. Because we got faith, we can smile. Then once we smile, the difficulties will go away. What Father God does and this world does are completely different from each other, okay? Now, we got to go on toward the full assurance of faith. This is that moment. Father God is giving us that chance. Your faith was little. Since you are in full assurance of faith, rejoiced and gave, fervently prayed, and they circumcised their heart, and they experienced these kind of trials. You understood it, and then once you make an effort like this, then with a little effort, your faith will become even greater. I hope year 2020 will become this moment of blessing. I hope you can change every day, and your faith become best faith every day. Let me conclude this message. There are many words of blessing in the Bible. So, Christians and pastors say, if you believe in the Lord, every one of you can receive answer. However, the Word of God is telling us what we should do in order to receive blessing. When we do this and that, then we can receive Father God's blessing and promise. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Just like the second prayer title, if we have full assurance of faith and with a sincere heart, then we can ask whatever we ask. We can receive whatever we ask for. That's how we receive blessing in 2020. Those with the full assurance of faith, when they pray, then they can receive answer for sure. In 2020, we got to have this kind of testimonies in order to do so. Father God refines us to make us blessed man or true child. He refines us and he trains us. Proverbs 17:3 says, The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests hearts. And Psalm 66, verse 10 to 12 says, For you have tried us, O God. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid an oppressive burden upon our loins. You made men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you brought us out into a place of abundance. You brought us out into a place of abundance. The Bible are mentioning about many words about refinement, trials, and tests. Through tests, we can discover and cast off sinful nature and evil. And Father God wants us to do so and have a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Without tests, without trials, we cannot have it. That's why you got to remember this moment is for blessing. Mrs. Bonglin Lee said so in Daniel prayer meeting. Of course, I'm sorry for not having senior pastor around. But in this moment, I can refine myself. I can make myself with more full of love and thanks and love. I can treasure what senior pastor has taught us. The word that senior pastor taught us. I can obey it all the more, and I can enjoy this moment of blessing now because of that. Senior pastor remembers, and Mrs. Bolini can remember and obey it. Of course, senior pastor is not around. Without this moment, I couldn't accomplish this kind of, in a sincere heart. You can make it quickly, just like Mrs. Bolin Lee has done. You got to remember what you were taught and pray for it, then you can do it easily. When there are people who cannot find, we were sorry. But whenever we find some people who are keeping the church in their position, we treasure them. We can feel love of heart for them. So, You must have the heart of Father God. You got to understand the will of Father God, how to refine us to make the perfect children. So in the Bible tells us God tests us, God refines us, God gives us trials to make us change. This is that moment. Senior pastor is working hard to accomplish 100% of power of recreation. When senior pastor was with us, in great love and sacrifice, we could, you know, control our evil, but it was hidden. It's not easy to find our evil when everything is set, because everybody seems to love me, right? There's nothing to reveal. However, when trials come, when you are tested, when love goes down, then we can find evil hidden deep in our heart. Then we can later we will say later that it was the moment of blessing. Now we have realized it, so we gotta work on to acquire this sincere heart and full assurance of faith by understanding the will of Father God. Through refinements, we can cast off hidden nature, hidden deep evil nature and evil. As we overcome this trial as well, Father God wants us to have even greater faith, the perfect faith. Once we overcome them all and rejoice with victory, then Father God will be pleased with us and He will give us even greater love and blessing. We confess that we will go to New Jerusalem. This is the way to New Jerusalem. We know that. And we are going well. I would like to encourage you to be stronger and look at the light at the end of this dark tunnel. And remember that Father God rewards us when we are changed and when we keep the church and the gospel of holiness. In 2020, let's not just endure, but become overwhelming conquerors. May 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 7 says, may it accomplish to you. Because it says, in this you greatly rejoice. In this you greatly rejoice. Even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You may feel sorrow at this time of trial, but you gotta rejoice by overcoming them well. And we should be able to help others to overcome them well, because we can overcome them, win victory. Then they will come out as gold and silver. Now you are going through the fire right now, okay? You are burning all those impurities in your heart. You are being refined very well. Then eventually, you will become like a pure gold. 100% pure gold. You will become like that by sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Zephaniah 3:11 says, the Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. I hope this will may come to you. I pray in the name of the Lord that God may be filled with joy through Mammin and every one of you. I refined Mammin people well. I knew that they would come out as pure gold. Now they come out as sincere heart and full assurance of faith. I hope that Father God can be pleased with you. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God, who will work on us with great blessings in 2020.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.